"Well, Buck, my boy," he said in a friendly voice, "we've argued a little, and I think the best thing to do now is to stop. Be a good dog, and we'll be friends. But if you're a bad dog, I'll have to use my club again. Understand?"
As he spoke, he touched Buck's head. And although Buck was angry inside, he did not move. When the man brought him water and meat, Buck drank and then ate the meat, piece by piece, from the man's hand. Buck was beaten. He knew that. But he was not broken. He had learned that a man with a club was stronger than him. Every day he saw more dogs arrive, and each dog was beaten by the fat man. Buck understood that a man with a club must be obeyed, although he did not have to be a friend. Men came to see the fat man and to look at the dogs. Sometimes they paid money and left with one or more of the dogs. One day, a short, dark man came and looked at Buck.
"That's a good dog," he cried. "How much do you want for him?"